Leading the news this morning, Queen Elizabeth will begin her Australian visit this morning with a private audience with the Governor-General Quinton Bryce. The Queen and Prince Philip arrived in Canberra late yesterday. They were greeted by hundreds of local schoolchildren. The royal couple will also tour Canberra's Floreyard Flower Show this morning. The Commonwealth Ombudsman, Alan Asher, is set to announce his resignation. He's been under intense pressure since admitting he wrote questions for a Green senator to ask him at a Senate committee back in May. Fairfax newspapers are reporting this morning the federal government has made it very clear it has lost confidence in him. Mr. Asher apologised on Monday to a Senate committee for his behaviour. There have been violent clashes between police and protesters in Athens. Some protesters threw petrol bombs and stones at police, who responded with tear gas. Several youths have been arrested. Greece has been paralysed by a 48-hour general strike against the government's austerity measures. Floodwaters have breached barriers protecting Bangkok. Residents in seven districts in the outer north and east of the city are being warned to prepare for flooding. People are being told to be prepared to evacuate. The Thai government is assuring residents that by the weekend that Bangkok would be safe from flooding. And police in the US state of Ohio have shot and killed dozens of wild animals that escaped from a private zoo. The animals included bears, tigers and lions. Police believe the zoo's owner set the animals free before shooting himself dead.